Hi, big fella. You walked in here and you already had accused me of stealing your food from Davio's. Now, we got to get this. We got to get this out on the table before we get to this game.
Absolutely.
Now, who told you that? And where you hearing this?
Is it true?
It is what it is.
Perfect non-denial denial.
Absolutely.
No, listen. You know, why is it they always pick on the fat guy? You didn't go to Holly. You didn't say to Michael, hey, no. Holly, I think you've been stealing my food. You go to the fat guy.
Because I don't.
Because you know better. You know who steals food.
There you go.
It's called profiling.
If you're here.
Profiling.
Exactly. That's
a different kind of profile.
So if you're here live, you get to eat the food at W's. If you're not, and you know, you show up at a different time or whatever, hey, you're screwed. Simple as that.
Yeah, thanks for telling me, though. Maybe I would have, you know, stayed around.
Well, the food will be here at 3:45. You going to hang around?
I don't know. No. If I'm not around, you can have it this time.
Now, Bianca on line two. Get your ass off.
Get over there.
Get your ass off.
So what the hell happened?
Yeah, what the hell happened?
How did they stay on the field, first of all, for 40 minutes?
I mean, it's a combination of things. And one thing we didn't do a good job of is getting off the field. We had them in long yardage. We had them right where we wanted to. We just couldn't, you know, get enough to get off the field. If it was the pass rush or the coverage, whatever it was, we just didn't make enough plays to get off the field, and it cost us.
Is there confusion out there? Almost seems like when you guys go through these moments, there's confusion as to what everybody's supposed to do.
You know what? Probably 99% of the time, communication plays a big, big part of those things. And that was, for the most part, that's what it was, communication. So we have to do a better job communicating all the way around. We're not going to beat ourselves up. We're not going to hit the panic button. We're not going to do all that because we know things that we've done, we can fix them. We can fix them, and we have to move on. So we watch film. We're moving on. We're learning from them, and we're moving on. So, but a communication always plays a big, big factor in when you're playing, and it showed. It definitely showed. So we understand that. We know how, you know, the communication got to be better for us to be successful, especially on third down.
After one or two of them, or after watching the films, is there one thing that stood out in terms of the third down problems, or was it any number of things? Was it the safeties? Was it the linebackers? Was it the rush?
I just think most of it was communication. Somebody playing this, somebody playing that. This guy not making the right move up front. This guy, you know, it was just a whole bunch of things just jumbled up. And one thing we did do, we did fight. I mean, we fought to the last minute of that ball game, and you can win with those efforts. But we just we got behind the eight ball fast, and we really didn't overcome it. I mean, it was too much of a deficit. It was too many things that we've done that we just couldn't overcome it, and it cost us big.
You know, there aren't many defenses in the NFL, Vince, that are considered elite now. The team you played yesterday is considered an elite defense. The Ravens at times, even though they've had their problems. San Francisco, surprising, but they've been able to do some things defensively. When you look at those defenses and you look at yours, do you say, we can do just as well or better than
Absolutely.
Those guys?
Absolutely. And I think we know that. We know that. When we click on a film and we can see, you know, we're giving up five plays, and in those five plays you're giving up almost half of your yardage, that show you right there. You know, just cut down on the big plays, the mental errors, and we'll be fine. I mean, with the times we do that, we play good football. But the times we don't, it costs us big. So inconsistency, that's one of the things you have to be. You have to be a consistent football team to be successful each week. And I think at times we do, at times we don't, and it shows.
Coach made a decision on Friday to release Lee Bodden, a veteran player. Did that have any effect, do you think, on the attitude?
Absolutely not. Coaches always make the decision that's best for this, for the team and organization. And the team, us, we really didn't think one way or the other. Friendship is, you know, we always be friends because we played and everything like that. But at the end of the week, we got our ball game in. We got the preparation in. I think everybody is focused on going out and doing our job. And, you know, we didn't do it well, of course, but at the same time, I think we prepared well. I think we had a good week of practice. I just think the preparation was there. We just didn't execute it like the way we wanted to. So, got to get back to the drawing board. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing that we're not, you know, don't know what to do. We know exactly what to do.
When you get back to the drawing board, when you get back to practice, how do you address those actual issues, the communication or the inconsistency issues? Is there something you can do practice-wise that addresses those specific issues?
I think it's just forcing us to make them. Put something out, put an offense out, and force us to communicate. Put music on, force us to communicate. It's a lot of different things that we can do and Bill can do for us defensively to get the communication and get the right communication. Mm-hmm. It's one thing communicating, but if you're not communicating the right stuff, it doesn't make any sense. So, but there's some things that we can do and we will do. And like I say, we struggle at times when we didn't have the right communication. We did. That's been all year. But the times we get it right, we fine. So, I think guys have to just take it upon themselves and actually be like, hey, look, guys, I'm going to hold you accountable, and I want you to hold me accountable. Are we going to do what we got to do as a defense to fix this? I mean, if it's staying out there for a couple extra minutes, that's what we're going to do. If it's looking at more film, that's what we're going to do because we still have a lot of football to play. A lot of football to play. Big games coming up each week get harder and harder. You have to be able to win in November and December. So our best football have to be coming soon. And each week it's going to be a challenge for us. So trust me, New York just sitting back and the Giants looking back and they looking at this film and probably saying, hey, we know how we can attack them. And let's see if we can attack them like that. So we have to go out and fix it. And it starts tomorrow.
Did it ever feel at one point with the amount of time that Pittsburgh held on to the ball, did it ever feel like the game was not out of control, but didn't it have that feeling like you should have been down more than you were at that point?
Yeah, it did, and I think we saw it more when we looked at the film and said, you know, the way they just tracked the ball up and down, you know, the field, you thought we were getting blown out 50 to nothing. But to be in a competitive football game and just play pretty bad football and still be around to hang in at the end and have a chance to win at the end. That says a lot about this team. It says a lot about the character. And I think, like I said, one thing we did do, we played hard to the final whistle. And I applaud our guys for that. But at the same time, we just too many mistakes early on really cost us, and we couldn't dig ourselves out of the hole.
I don't think anybody's questioning the effort. Matter of fact, the coach made it clear, I think, in his post-game press conference that the effort was there. But you're citing the communication. And yet it looked like Pittsburgh ran the same thing over and over and over again. If it's happening over and over and over again, how does the communication break down? I could see it if it's breaking down, if they're doing different things to you, mm-hmm. and they've got you on your heels. But they're basically doing the same thing. They didn't run the football an awful lot. They were just throwing the football in the same area. How does the communication break down if they're doing the same thing over and over again?
When you prepare for a team, you put in your defense, you put in your checks. So when you see something, you have to make those checks. Sometimes you make them, sometimes you don't. The thing is, we all have to be on the same page. So if you make the check, make the check. We don't need half of the defense playing one thing and half of the defense playing another thing. So we had a way we wanted to play this game. We had a game plan for that. And like I said, at times when, you know, we went out and we made the checks and everybody played on the same level, we was fine. But when we didn't, we had problems. We definitely had problems. So, like I say, that game is over. You know, if we take care of business, and maybe we'll see him again. Who knows? But at the same time, we definitely got to get better.
You know, Vince, I know from talking to you, you will defend your guys on defense, even if, you know, most people out there, most critics say this is a bad defense. You'll say, no, we're better than we look. But why are the numbers? You say you feel like this is an elite defense. It can be an elite defense. Why are those numbers so bad in terms of yards allowed and yesterday being on the field for 40 minutes? Elite defenses don't allow that stuff to happen. So, if you're elite, why is this happening?
I'm saying I don't think we're elite yet.
We have
the potential to be, and that's just you talk about stats, and one stat that always stick out to me is wins and losses. I mean, you can have a best defense and a best offense, but if you're not winning ball games, what do that do for your ball club? So my biggest stats is wins and losses. I care less about how many yards we're giving up. I care less about, you know, individual stats. My main stat is wins and losses, point blank. At the end of the day, that's what we all, everybody's looking to. How many games you won, how many you lost. You move forward if you win. You don't move forward if you lost. So you're going to be the best defense in the world. You can give up six points a game. But if you're losing 6-0, what difference does it make? You're going to go down one of the best defenses, but what do you have to show for it? You know, so my biggest stats, I know I hear a lot of people saying about you're giving up this, you're giving up that. Yeah, I understand that, and that's an area we have to improve on, because you can't give up those many plays, those many yards, and think you can be effective. But you know what? The biggest stats of them all is wins and losses. How can you win? A good football team find a way to win. That's a good football team.
And I know it's a team sport, but can this team win because of the defense? Can the defense be the bedrock of why the New England Patriots are winning games?
Only time will tell. Only time will tell. I mean, I can't answer that right now. I would love for it to come down to the defense, a defensive stop to win a ball game. I would love that. I would love that. But until that happens, I can't sit here and say yes or no. I would love it.
Is there a tipping point where the defense can become disheartened or lose confidence?
With the guys we have, no. With the guys we have, no. I really believe that this bunch that we have is, you know what? They hard on themselves. They hard workers. They do what the coach asks. And I think it's going to take a lot, a bunch, to get these guys down on themselves and say, hey, I cannot do. I just don't see it in this defense.
Do you have a question as a defensive player when the coach makes a decision at the end of the game? He's going to go on the onside kick instead of kicking it off, that maybe he doesn't have enough confidence in his defense. Do you take that personally?
No, I mean, you know, Bill going to always do what's best for the team. And if that's what he, you know, if that's what he thought was the best, hey, we have to ride with it. You know, and I always say coaches coach, players play. When it's time to take the field defense, we take the field. Point blank. I don't care if they're on the 1 yard line going in or the 1 yard line backed up. We have to take the field. Our job is to stop our opponent. And yesterday, you know what? Even with the onside kick, they was already in field goal position. They end up punting the ball. So, however you want to slice it. I mean, we got the ball back. I mean, it wasn't a lot of time on the clock. We got the ball back. We was in pretty, like I said, we was in position to win the ball game at the end of the day.
As a leader on the team, do you take it personally when there's a lack of communication or a lack of execution on that for the defense? Do you look at as yourself as one of those guys that needs to rally the troops?
Yeah, I think that comes with if you're panicking, and I don't think we should not hit no panic button, mm-hmm. because, like I say, it's stuff that we're doing that is very simple to fix. And when you don't fix them, that's when you have a problem. But I don't think that we're in panic mode. I don't to communicate. That's all of us. Mm-hmm. There were some things up front I can say. That can help us up front to give these guys behind me a little, you know, so they can talk to the back end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do those things, and that's fine. I'm fine with doing that. And, you know, that's what we have to do. That's what we're going to do, you know, to take enough off, you know, those backers to make every check and then try to get us lined up, because I know it can be tough at times, especially in this defense. It's a lot of things that we do. So anything we can do to help those guys, I'm willing to do. If that's for me to get the front set and those guys worry about the back end, that's what we'll do.
Looking at a picture from your 2009 Halloween party, Fred Flintstone, is that what you were? Fred Flintstone? Is that what you were? Fred? What are you going as this year?
I don't know. I have a bunch of costumes in my
I'm sure you do.
In my closet, so I can pick from a bunch of stuff. So it's going to be a surprise.
Problem is, as larger men, we're a little limited in our
exactly.
choices.
So you have
Fred Flintstone, Henry VIII.
Yeah, there's only a couple of them.
A few others that fit our mold.
You know, absolutely.
Good looking Fred Flintstone.
You know, I forgot to bring this up because I didn't really wasn't sure how to pronounce it. We introduced you as Vince Wilfork, but apparently that's not your name. You have a new name. You have a new name, an Italian name. What is this I see on Twitter? I'm going by my new name, which is what? Vincent?
Vincenzo?
It's Vincenzo.
Okay.
Guillermo Forchetti. That's my new name.
That's your new name?
What does it mean?
No, wait a minute.
It's Vincent, Vincent Wilfork in Italian, baby. That's what it is.
You know, it's got some type of meaning.
Are you going to put that? Is that going to be in the back of your uniform for the next game?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Sitting here and
that puts Ocho Cinco to shame.
I was going to say, I'm not sure tweeting's going to do you any good around these parts. I don't think that's going to help your cause. You want to communicate now?
Oh,
help Vince and EMD Millipore tackle diabetes this season. To sign up and find out how you can meet Vince at a VIP reception. Also have chances to win amazing prizes every week just by donating to the cause. Please go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork. That's Jocelyn, JOSLIN.org/Wilfork. EMD Millipore is a division of Merck KGaA of Germany. I got a prime rib coming in. You want me to hold it for you?
Yeah, hold it for me.
I'll hold it for you?
Yeah, hold it for
I'm
me.
Only holding it until 6. After 6, you're on your own.
You're going to come in at 5:59.
Okay, all right.
He won't be able to hold it.
You're going to ask the fox to watch the hen? Come on.
Yeah,
no way.
Say, you ask a fat guy to hold a piece of meat for another fat guy. I'm not sure it works. All right, big fella. Better luck next week.
Thank you,
and
guys.
Communication.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
guys.
Vince Wilfork here on The Big Show. Quick break. We're right back at you.